This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wake up in the morning, love. The sunlight hurts my eyes. It's one of my favorite songs, man. Something with I want and love. Where's Harry on my mind?
Songbird Douglas.
When I look at you. And I run all right with me. Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be
coming up, Pugh.
Let's go.
Better hit it.
A lovely, lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Yeah, this right here. Oh, this ride.
Who sings this song?
Forgot who sings it, but I this is one of my favorite songs. Forgot his name.
Yeah, it's Brothers.
Bill died recently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, rest
you know
in
what's
peace,
funny? Though. No, because he sang something else. I think it was if you what you do for love, right? I think that was it.
Nobody knew
he was white for a long time.
Oh no, that's Bobby Caldwell.
No, that was by. You're right.
Yeah. Bill Withers is not white.
No, Bobby Caldwell is white. Gotcha. I had it confused.
I'm looking at Bill Withers here. I'm like, no, that can't be.
Yeah, Bobby Caldwell.
Bill did pass away in 2020. Yeah, 1938 to 2020. Yeah, I think we should might start doing karaoke Fridays with you.
Oh no, I plan on doing karaoke.
No, I mean on the show.
Well, not on the show. But I plan on, like, I want to go to a karaoke night. Living in this big blue world.
Midday show, that's karaoke night? Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, we could save everybody.
We have to do it. It has to be an adult karaoke night.
Well,
sometimes.
Most of our listeners
do kids adult
sometimes
karaoke.
Some kids go karaoke and they sing. They
You mean kids like young people or like children?
You mean like children?
No, I wasn't anticipating that children would be there.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah. Just making sure.
All right, we'll set this up. 215-592-9494. All right, Abdul Carter, I want him here in Philadelphia. I would offer the entire Eagles draft to move up. I'm thinking 2 or 3. It seems like Cam Ward's locked in as the number one pick with the Titans. The Browns, I mean, they signed Joe Flacco today. They traded for Kenny Pickett.
Joe is winning.
They don't know what they're
Shout
doing.
Shout out to the OGs, man. Shout out to the old people. That is awesome.
I always like Joe Flacco. So maybe the Browns would entertain the idea of the pick. Or the Giants at number 3. Whoever. The Patriots. If Abdul Carter on the board, 2, 3, or 4, I'd offer the entire draft to get him. Yes, 8 picks. Would you? 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas says no. All right, we got a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. And we're giving it away by the best and most creative Masters meal we get. So down at the Masters, they're playing this weekend in Augusta. Last year's winner gets to pick out the dinner they all have before the start of this year. So the best answer we get today, what your Masters meal would be, well, you win. Let's hear Jeff Lurie. He's a winner. I don't know. He could have whatever meal he wants. He's a winner. Talking at the owners' meetings a few weeks ago about the hunger for another Super Bowl, which, of course, Abdul Carter could help with.
But now, I got to say, an interesting sort of look at oneself. I feel like I'm just as hungry, if not more now, for a third. Ever since the parade, I don't know that there's been one day where, you know, we're not discussing something that's in terms of the planning process to try to get a third. It's just nonstop. Now, maybe June, July, there's less one can do. But I find myself, it's a burning desire to get that third and go from there. That's really, it's an obsession. Maybe it's not healthy, but I think it's worthwhile.
So I was thinking about this. He said that. Like, what does that mean, right? Like, they're burning obsession to get there. And I think sometimes we talk about the depth of the Eagles, and we don't recognize enough how they got those players. I mean, look at the Eagles roster that just won the Super Bowl. There's a lot of players that were either used a first-round pick to acquire them, like A.J. Brown, or they were top 10 players. I mean, Jalen Carter was a top 10 pick. That's a blue-chip prospect. Lane Johnson was the fourth pick in the draft, blue-chip prospect. Saquon Barkley was the second pick in the draft, a blue-chip player. Devontae Smith, a blue-chip player. You know, that where do those players come from? They come from the top of the draft. Abdul Carter could be the next one of those guys. Are you in or are you out on Abdul? I'm all in on Abdul Carter. Aaron is up next on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Aaron. What's going on?
Hey, Hugh, you have a lot of wisdom today. Don't lose that, please.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, come on, why tell them that?
they think you're enabling me.
Yeah, well, you are enabling me.
No, here's the thing, guys. I just have a quick thing to say on it. I think it's crazy to trade an entire draft for, like Kyle said, he's most known guy mm-hmm. out of the unknowns. But I think desperate teams do this kind of stuff where they put all their eggs in one basket to get one player instead of spreading it out. I still think they would be able to package picks together, get a Spence, and then even go get, if they wanted to, a Green. You might be able to get both.
Potentially. Like, yeah, but it doesn't have. I mean, Aaron, I'm going to give you it now. It's a different position, and I know you're probably going to say that that's a more important position and it's worth it. I get it. But, you know, were the Kansas City Chiefs a desperate team when they traded multiple ones, when they had Alex Smith and they were a playoff team every year to move up to get Patrick Mahomes? Sometimes smart teams see special players and they say, I want that special player.
Well, right. And I think what that team was, they were, in a sense, they were desperate for a quarterback that could take them farther than Alex Smith was.
Sure.
This defense is still pretty good if they don't get Abdul Carter. And I still think you could get the draft is full of good ends and good tackles. It's rich with that. So I just think, like you said, we're enamored, I think, by the underwear Olympics. I think I would say half of the people have never even seen this guy play.
Well, so maybe. But I don't even care. I don't even know if he participated in the combine. I'm talking about what I watched when I watched Penn State last year. He was the best player on the field. I mean, and they had some good players. I mean, the quarterback's going to be an NFL guy next year. The tight end might be a top 10 pick. He was the best player in the field every time I watched him last year.
Yeah, I just think would it take 8 picks to go up and get him?
So, well, part of it is 4 of those picks the Eagles have are fifth rounders. They're not really valuable picks. So,
but I mean, couldn't it take, like, what do they pick? You said 32. Could it take a first and a second, throw in a fourth, or you said a fifth, and then throw in one?
I don't know. I mean, because their first is 32, right? So, like, think about how much it takes to get up from 32 to 2 or 3. I mean,
it's going to take a lot.
It would take a lot. Yeah, Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. I think people are scared that don't want Abdul Carter. What's the worst that happens?
Of course they are.
What's the worst that happens?
To give up all your whole draft for one guy,
yeah.
The worst that could happen is that he's not as good as you think he is.
I'm going to give you an example.
Big whoop.
All right, I got one for you. Didn't the 49ers kind of do this for Trey Lance?
Yes.
It didn't stop them from getting the Super Bowl after that.
Mm.
They totally whiffed. He was a disaster. And they were smart
they
enough.
Won it, though.
But they got there. But they've been good.
But we beyond just getting there. We
no,
trying
I know.
To win this
but game. I think the Eagles so good at this that I'm acknowledging you could be right. He could get hurt. It could be a miss. And I still
that
think they'd be okay.
Be bad.
Sure. Well, I still think they'd be okay.
The Eagles used to. The whole thing with Howie was that we would win in spite of terrible drafts.
Right. Right. I. What are we afraid of, everyone? Go get Abdul.
You're giving up a whole lot.
Oh,
you're afraid of what else you could potentially get.
We went to the Super Bowl the year we drafted Derek freaking Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
You got a Super Bowl ring, too.
Oh.
Derek Barnett actually has played okay since he left here.
He's a decent player.
Yeah, but he was not that good here.
He's no Bryce Huff, that's for sure.
He's better than Bryce Huff.
Caught a stray.
He's better.
Caught a stray.
All right, so let's take this next call, which actually might get me to reevaluate my whole opinion today. Big V in on this? Big V, what's up?
Oh, no.
All right, you're going to hate me for this, but I was in and then, wise Hugh talked some sense into me.
Well, this is good news.
Now I feel better. Yeah, you don't want to do this. I'm even stronger that this is the right idea. Go ahead, Big V.
Well, you said what's the worst thing that can happen? Yeah. I'm going to give you one name. Brian Bosworth.
Okay, so he's a bust, so he's bad. Okay, I get it. What if he's the best pass rusher in the last 10 years?
Okay, if he's then I would admit I would publicly say I was wrong. But you know, I want to give away two seasons of players for one pass rusher. Is that really worth it?
Well, what's two seasons? It's eight picks. The whole draft this year, and then you still have your draft next year.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Okay, eight picks could last us at least two seasons. So that we would basically sacrifice two seasons of talent for one person.
But he might be better than all these players combined.
Yes, but he'd only be one man in one position. Versus we've got a lot more of positions to fill.
Oh, so the Eagles have a lot of holes. It sounds like the Eagles have a lot of work to do then, because I've been told by everyone they're fine.
Well, no. Oh. The Eagles core group is fine. There are some key positions that we could either fill with draft because, one, I think we're maybe hitting some salary problems, so we can't acquire some vigilantes. Mm-hmm. But as he said earlier, the Eagles have made it to developing talent that we can win in spite of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to rely on that as the norm because that's most of the time in terms of sports, the deviation from the norm. So eventually, at some point in time, our luck runs out. Then what do we have? We've got one good guy in the edge rusher and six other guys who are crap.
Yeah, I get that. But also their drafting luck could run out at some point. Like, and I don't know if it's going to happen. I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying, Big V, one of these years, Howie's going to have a down draft, and they're going to draft eight players, and six of them aren't going to be very good. That the law of averages says that's going to happen one of these years.
I agree that the law of averages says that that's going to happen, but it doesn't have to happen this year.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Could. Doesn't have to happen.
So if we keep on course with what we're doing, we stand a really good chance of, one, getting to success and then proving me right that they have built this Eagles team to be a dynasty.
Well, I hope you're right on that. Big V, what do you got for us? What's your meal down in Augusta?
Okay, let's start with Moss Caviar.
Okay. Ooh, he's going
fancy. Fancy. All right, caviar.
We're going to move on to some Kobe beef.
Okay.
Kobe.
Maitake mushrooms.
Shiitake.
Shiitake, yes.
You said maitake.
Shiitake, okay. Maitake, you know.
Even I knew that.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, yeah, okay. Let's go with some bluefin tuna.
Bluefin, oh, look at this.
Okay.
Bird's nest soup.
Bird's nest soup.
Yes, and my favorite for dessert, Mancuka honey.
You went real fancy.
You're getting out of control. I'm
highfalutin Big V over here. Real fancy stuff. All right, Big V, we appreciate it. What was that honey? Hakuna Matata honey? What was the end of it?
Hakuna Matata.
Matata honey? I don't even know what that is. It's probably really expensive. Let's go to John in Allentown. What's up, John?
Hey, let me stop my watch. Sorry, fellas, I'm running.
You're good. What are we doing? We're doing miles, so a couple miles, 3 miles, 4, 5, 2?
10.
10, whew.
Trying to 8 minute miles.
That's a heck of a run, John. Good stuff.
I'm there so far. All right, guys.
All right.
Here's the problem with trading your whole draft for Abdul Carter. I actually saw him play a lot.
So you're a Penn State fan, alum, something either?
Yes, both.
Okay.
And my son went to Penn State. My friend played football at Penn State. I saw him play a lot.
Are you not as high on him as others?
No, he don't have the motor. As soon as he gets muted by a big guy, he goes down, man.
You mean kind of like Michael Parsons?
Kind of like Mike Parsons, exactly.
I mean, hold on. Okay, John, I respect your opinion and your views on, and you obviously watch him a lot. If he turns into Micah Parsons,
that's not a bad. You like that?
I mean, that's a good thing. I mean,
some of Micah Parsons. We don't want the loser stuff.
No, the good player stuff.
See, okay. The
one thing about that he doesn't have like Micah Parsons is the power, the raw power. When Micah hits you hard and comes straight at you, he can hit you with power and knock you off your balance. Abdul doesn't have that. I watched it. He doesn't have it.
Now, for my view, I feel like Mike has grown more into his body since he got in the league. I mean, he didn't have quite this power when he was at Penn State. I mean, otherwise he would have been a higher pick. I mean, John, you remember this. People didn't even realize Parsons could rush the quarterback. They thought he was an off-the-ball linebacker. That's why he lasted to, like, the 11th pick?
No, he lasted to the 11th pick.
Yeah.
Because he sat out.
Well, yeah, that was part of
the whole year
he
before.
Yeah.
But he was I saw him play the year before, and he was a animal. I mean, he was not blockable by one person. But
all right, so you're not so much against the concept. You just don't think Abdul's quite as great. All right, I get it.
You don't want to give up everything for him.
Yeah, I get that. Right. All right, John, what do you got for us? What's your meal? I'm sure you're hungry after all this running here. What's your meal at the Masters?
Dude, straight up Chinese buffet.
I kind of like that.
You know what? I like that one, too.
I like that.
And you know what's funny? At the Masters, they have a lot of buffets. They got a lot of buffets.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, I saw them. I didn't. Not on the grounds, but in Augusta.
John, that's a good one, man. Good luck with the rest of your run. We'll get you the mixed surprise. Straight up Chinese buffet. I like that. All right. Let's go to let's grab Tom in Abington here talking about Abdul. What's up, Tom?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
What's up, buddy?
What it do, Lamont Hugh?
What's up, Tom? How you doing?
Hey, so your real name is Lamont?
My middle name is Lamont.
Oh, the middle name.
Yeah,
okay.
That's my middle name. That's what they call me when I go home. Nobody calls me Hugh at home. They call me Lamont.
Oh, okay, because they're all fugazi on the afternoon show. They all use fake names. I was just wondering, you know. But I got to see these Carters next to each other, okay? So while it is intriguing and I've thought about it a lot, and, yeah, I'd probably do it. I would dump these 8 picks for Carter. Why can't we just, I don't know, say maybe 4 picks this year, 4 picks next year?
So you could. Now, Tom, I actually think that could hurt the Eagles more, though, right? Every pick they have this year, or at least their picks, right? Not the ones that they traded for, you know, the fifth rounders. But, like, their picks are all the last pick of the round. I mean, unless we are sure they're going to repeat again, those picks next year are going to be worse, right? You know what I mean? Like, they might be the 27th, 28th, 29th pick. So could do that. But I see your point. You want to diversify it so you at least get some other players this year.
Yeah, because you still have some holes on the team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to wind up trading Goddard. They're going to need another tight end, safety. You know, there's a couple other holes, so they definitely have to address them. But I do think that if you put the Carters together, that gives us a pretty damn good chance of repeating.
It does. I mean, they'd be the best young defensive duo in the whole league. I mean,
oh, absolutely, without a doubt. And Joe, I got to tell you, I tried to tell the camera this morning, he couldn't get it through his stick head, they need to put Schwarber in the leadoff or in the four hole and leave him there.
Yes.
He's the only guy that produces there. Whenever they put someone else in the four hole, they sink.
Tom, I've been Schwarber leadoff guy for years, but they're starting to have a new issue that I think you might be right. The only guy that could solve it is Schwarber. If Castellanos, who tried it last night, if he struggles, we know Bohm is struggling, teams are going to stop pitching Harper just totally. I mean, he might get the Barry Bonds treatment soon where he gets walked in the third inning of games.
Yeah, just look at Casty. I mean, he started out with his hair on fire this year. They put him in the four last night, and what, 0-for-5?
With 5 strikeouts. Like, 5 strikeouts.
Is there even a name for that? I know there's a golden sombrero, but what would that be?
You know what? We might have to come up with our own name. Hugh, I don't know what that would be. The golden sombrero is 4 strikeouts. 5. We need to come up with a something for 5 strikeouts. All right, Tom, what do you got for us for your Masters meal? If you won the Masters, you get to pick the meal everyone eats. What are we having?
All right, we're going to go a little surf and turf with you guys here, okay? Mm-hmm. So we got some Alaskan King crab legs, okay? Mm. You got to have your bacon, wrapped filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
That's right.
That's how the fancy people say it.
Then you're going to have some corn on the cob with some crispy asparagus, baked potato.
I like asparagus. Me too.
With bacon, chives, and sour cream. And then for dessert, let's go a nice chocolate lava cake.
That's a heck of a meal, Tom. Tom sounds like you got some good taste there. Tom, good phone call.
I love lava
cake sounds
man.
Pretty good.
Lava cake's great.
Yeah.
Asparagus done well. I'm with you. Hughes done well.
I like asparagus.
And then the bacon wrapped, what'd you call it?
Filet mignon. Filet mignon.
I don't know, man. King of the Hill might be the Chinese buffet right now.
Right. There was something so simple about it because we're thinking so fancy and so many straight up Chinese buffet.
Nothing specific, just a buffet.
Well, I mean, Chinese buffets have a lot of different options.
Right. It's versatile.
It's some of the good food.
A lot of variety.
I've had some really good buffets in Atlanta. They got some really good Chinese buffets.
It also kind of goes with Hughes, like, he's going to make people uncomfortable, ruffle some feathers, like, just Chinese
buffet.
No, that's
why I was with it. Yeah. I like that. I like, you know, because people are like, what? Oh, my gosh.
Well, that imagine
you're having the buffet.
Imagine the reaction if it's whoever wins the Masters this year, right? Next year they come and they're like, you know what? I want a Chinese buffet. Just roll out all the there'd be a little upheaval over that. 215-592-9494. Here's what we got coming up rest of the show. We will get to, as we do every day, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, and we got ourselves a new position the Eagles are linked to. We'll get to that coming up. Scott France is gonna join us. Hopefully Scott's had a couple cups of coffee. He had to work late last night. Well, I don't even know what time they got because they had to fly from Atlanta to St. Louis. So who knows?
They probably I'm assuming they got a charter.
Yeah.
So they got the charter waited or whatever.
But what time do you think they even got out of there? The game ended 12:53 a.m.?
About 3 o'clock.
So that means get to St. Louis at what, 6?
Yeah. And he probably, you know, he's probably groggy. He's probably trying to get as much sleep as he possibly can.
You think he's
going to
be a little grouchy today?
He's probably is.
So are we going to wake up Scott Fransky next? We might. I mean,
he probably hate that he got to talk to us today.
These guys are calling me at noon. Oh, it's unbelievable. All right, Scott Fransky joins us next.
Get his Apple card take.
Yeah, we could try. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, and we'll get to you people later in the show as well. 215-592-9494. All right, some Phillies talk with Scott Fransky. Phillies lose 2 out of 3 to the Atlanta Braves. What did Scott think about the switch with Alec Boehm down in the order? How about Jesus Luzardo as well? We haven't spent much time on him today, but he pitched really, really well again last night. The Phillies look like, you know, for as much as Dave Dombrowski may have not had in this offseason with left field, with center field, with the bullpen, the Luzardo trade looks like a big one. Your calls on everything, including Abdul Carter. Would you trade the entire Eagles draft to go get him? I would. A 1, a 2, 3, 4, and the 4 picks in the 5th round, I would do it in a heartbeat. And your Masters meal. If you won the Masters, you got to pick the meal everyone eats down there. What are you picking? Best answer we get today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Scott, next in your calls. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and every drive can bring you closer to victory. Because right now, all customers get a profit boost every round of the first major. Boost your winnings on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. I had a bet on Colin Morikawa to win this thing. I might have to jump in there and bet another golfer right now. FanDuel is your go-to for betting on Augusta. Tee off with a variety of bet types and live bet as the tournament drama unfolds. Don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some greens at Augusta. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.